That's a GA-106 die. Although, let's not be too hasty. Let's quickly make sure.
Wait, what? That is a GN-20 E3A1 die. What the hell is that?
Wait, Google just confirmed it is a laptop RTX 3060. Why won't drivers install on it? That's really weird. At this point, on a whim, I reached out to the AliExpress seller, telling them that I couldn't install drivers on their graphics card, to which they responded this driver with a link to a Google Docs drive that had some very official-looking drivers in them. Okay, this all feels a little bit like I'm about to get mauled by a tiger, but that's fine. Now, in the text file, it's telling me to install the one driver first, and then have it not do anything, and then install the second driver, and then it should work. So, in the spirit of those scientists that licked plutonium to see what would happen, let's give this a try and see what happens. This just makes my spidey sense tingle a little bit. I don't know, man. Again, a very comforting warning. Okay, that did nothing, which means it's time for driver number two. Hey, it's worked! We now have drivers and probably several Trojan on this system. Now, it's not the newest driver, which does make me want to see if we can now install real drivers on it. Now, let me give that a try. GeForce Experience works, that's a good next step. No, I still can't install official drivers on here. And I don't know about you, but I feel like having to rely on ghetto-rigged AliExpress virus drivers is a bit of a deal-breaker, but maybe that's just me. Anyway, let's finally do some gaming on this chlamydia-stricken little graphics card. Okay, so after a bit of a traumatic start, we finally launched GTA 5 on this mobile RTX 3060. And with 1080p high, we are very much in heavy stutter territory in terms of frame rate. So I'm actually gonna put the graphics a bit higher. Okay, there we go, that's better. So now we're running at 1080p high, and we are no longer quite in that zone where stutters happen. And as I say that, it starts stuttering. Look at that power draw. The graphics card is just using about 80 watts of power, and we're still getting many frames per second. That's some crazy efficiency right there. You can see the core frequency is also pretty high, often hitting 1900 megahertz. That is very impressive for such a troubled